Welcome to the Mantra Podcast. My name is Johanna Hector, and I'm excited to immerse myself with you in the world of the highest words and sounds. Although I've been practicing and facilitating yoga for a long time, I only discovered the power and beauty of mantras a few years ago. With my inspiring guests, I'd like to introduce you to their diverse meanings, effects, and sounds. Enjoy listening and chanting along. Candy Gable is a vocal coach, doula, and singer-songwriter. She has been singing for over 30 years and has been teaching people of all singing experiences for the past 10 years. She guides people on their singing journey to release the voice into its utmost potential. She believes that when we expand the possibilities of the voice, we expand the possibilities of our lives as well. Candy, welcome back on the Mantra Podcast.
Thank you. It is an honor to be back here with you. I mean, it's part of this beautiful podcast that you have created.
Yeah, thanks to your inspiration also. So as some of our listeners might know, Candy has been my first guest almost 1 year ago on this podcast and has inspired me a lot to not only start singing and devote myself more to mantras and sound, but also to this podcast and to encourage more people to discover this beautiful world for themselves. Today we are speaking about maybe the essence of mantra, I think we could say. Yes, and before we dive into the conversation, I want to read a little text by Swami Sivananda about Om. Om is the word of power. Om is the sacred word. Om is the highest mantra. Om is the symbol of Brahman. Om is the source of everything. Om is the womb of the Vedas. Om is the basis of all languages. In Om, all trinities arise. From Om, all sounds emanate. In Om, all objects exist.
It's all there in everything you just said. So beautiful, this sound that I think is being chanted so often now. It's just so beautiful, this primordial sound, the sound of beginning, the sound of creation. It is definitely something that books have been written about, and you could do an entire just podcast for like 25 years on this sound.
Yes.
But it is, when we talk about the sounds in our body and the sounds that connect us deeply to our earth, to one another, Om is the beginning. Om is the sound. When you break it down, there are three different parts of the Om. The Ah, O, the Mm. And really, these three sounds, when you correlate them to our body, they cover it all. They cover us. That Ah vibrates in the abdomen and the lower chest. It's this waking state, activating vital energy. So it's connected then to the root chakra, the sacral chakra. And then upwards, this O, here you feel it as you're singing, which we're going to do very soon to all of our listeners. It's here vibrating in the throat and in the chest. And the sound is activating the mental realm. There are thoughts, you know, it's correlating to the solar plexus, the heart chakra, the throat chakra. And we won't get into so much of the chakras today, but if you are interested in this, this is something very much please research. And then the of course, you feel the nasal resonators, the head resonators activating in this sound. And it's also when we talk about the third eye and the crown chakra, this sound, it is also, of course, is the a vowel, not a vowel, but it is a sound of the third eye. It's activating, of course, our spiritual consciousness, our intuition, what we see inside and outside, symbolizing returning to the source. I just read that a few days ago, and I think that's so beautiful because that takes us back to the primordial, takes us back to the beginning. And then, of course, we can't forget the silence. So this transcended fourth state, and it is very much a part of the Om. And so it's just in this sound, if you're wanting to feel your voice and experience your voice and how it can connect you, I think the Om is a great way to start.
Yes. And what I also love about it, that it seems so simple. I mean, it is a short mantra, and yet it is so complete. Like, it is so vast and deep and full of meaning and vibration that we don't actually need more. And my intuition says that before we pick up some of the pieces of the text I just read, I would like to start today with the more personal stories, because I think the words that we can use to describe and to talk about our experience of Om, they sound very big, and yet they are never big enough to capture what it's really about. So, Candy, would you tell us your experience with chanting or using Om as a mantra in your personal practice, or also in your work, of course, with people and singing and activating and liberating the voice?
Definitely. When I think about, actually, one of the first times I ever did yoga, it was 20 years ago, probably, and how much actually this sound and yoga has informed my teaching practice and how I view the voice. Because up until that time, I mean, I was a performer, and the voice was always performative. And then I remember this beautiful yoga class that I, one of the first ones I ever went to in my life, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And of course, it was an incredible class. And then at the end, chanting the Om three times with a room full of people. And it was the first moment that I really did feel my voice in my body. And of course, feeling the resonance of all the people's voices around me, and how the benefits of that alone. And I remember walking out and feeling so joyful and feeling like I was flying. I was actually, I think I went to the grocery store after, and I couldn't focus. I'm just so, you know, smiling and just hello to everyone, just on joy. And of course, yoga takes us to that point, but how incredible that at the end of the class that we close or open and close with singing this incredible mantra, the Om. In my work now, 20 years later, I mean, these sounds are the basis of everything that I teach in regards to the voice and physicality. So breaking down the vowels, breaking that the sound is how I always begin to enter into the voice with my students. And the Om, it is the door opener of the voice, and it is also not just for, I guess, being able to release it, but for also my students and myself in my practice to reconnect and feel my voice and feel the power, feel everything that it gives to me, whether it's just from making me feel clear in my day or just having the power and possibility when I'm singing of like, yes, I can do it. And the Om is like the gatekeeper. So when you sing that Om, then it just feels that everything is opening. And then also when I begin working with especially new students, and you hear after the breaking down of sounds, and that what is possible afterwards. It's a voice that usually they've never experienced before. So what a gift this ancient mantra is. And it can be used at any time, any moment of your day as well. You don't have to wait for that yoga class, which it's always my favorite part, but you can begin your day with it. What a wonderful way to connect to the primordial creative beginning, to begin your day with an om.
I just remembered as you were talking about it, I think during those pandemic years, it's what I missed the most. Didn't mind so much practicing on my own, but you just cannot replace sitting in a room with people together and chanting om. It's like, there's no way. Yeah, it is such a special moment. And it's also kind of miraculous almost how the practice and this breathing and moving together creates so much resonance that you can then at the end directly hear and even feel the vibration in the room.
Yeah, actually, I would love to ask you, with your experience as a yoga teacher, your experience with the om, and also how it feels to you as the teacher, but also I'm so interested in how the practice informs the om. So the om at the beginning, how it changes to the om at the end. I'm so curious to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, oh wow, I could talk so much about this. So I noticed in the beginning when I started teaching, and I was also very insecure about my voice, that of course this would also influence how I chant the om and then how people tune in or maybe not. So of course nobody has to, and some people don't feel comfortable with chanting. So I noticed that the more insecure I am, or the more I hold my voice back, the more also people in the room will hold back. Yeah, and then of course still, even in teacher trainings where you can assume that everyone has chanted om many times before, in every class I would say the om at the beginning and at the end of practice was so different. As if you had, just changed the people in the room completely.
And you have, so different.
Yes, and for me, it's fascinating and it's beautiful. And even just talking about it, I get goosebumps. But also, of course, when I get to experience it, and for me, it's really a gift to create this sound vibration together. And what makes the difference? I cannot give the scientific explanation, but I can only say that being together consciously, breathing and moving, because of course moving the body also opens up space for the voice and for the breath. It's powerful. It's very powerful. And thinking of the state of the world, I also think like, how necessary it is to come together in this way. If chanting together creates such a resonance, how would it be then to act in the world together in this resonance, instead of everyone on its own individually or against each other or competing with each other? So I wish that this resonance in sound form would also be expressed more in the world, in our ways of speaking and interacting and making decisions.
Oh, so beautiful. And it is so true. It is crazy when a group of people come together and sing, whether it be any of the mantras or om, or you just feel everything is right in the world in that moment. And if we could just take that feeling, that connection. We need to be doing like massive public singing. We should have like a national om, like at like a certain time. Everyone needs to om, and then we see what happens.
Happens. Also, in school, classes could start with singing. I mean, people say good morning or whatever to the teacher. Maybe I don't know if it's still a practice, but yeah, it's different.
I think that both of us, we learn more about this sound every day or every time that you feel it in your body. And I encourage everyone listening to this podcast to really tune into those sounds, to take time to break it apart and feel. Because sometimes also what I say, how it feels, isn't what you say. And this is also the beauty of sound, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it is about feeling it for yourself and feeling it throughout the chakras. And what's great is when you're thinking about the chakras, it's also about these sound resonators that are in the body, activating everything that is human and necessary. And that is what the Om does. And the Om, you know, it is an ancient Indian philosophy. It is this sound of creation, the sound of activation of life. And so it's what a gift that it's like, here you go. You can just chant that every day and activate your life.
You know? Exactly. And
it sounds simple, but it is simple. It really is that simple.
Yes. And if you take it one step further, according to Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras, it will even lead you to samadhi, so to awakening and enlightenment. Actually, there is one sutra in chapter 1, Sutra 28, it says, "Constant repetition of Om with feeling and awareness of its meaning leads to samadhi." And it is really constant repetition, which, again, mantra practice is, first of all, it is a practice, mm-hmm. something that we practically do, not something that we just read about. And then the repetition that we not only do it once, but we repeat it and repeat it. And as you just said beautifully, each time a new layer can become available to us or can open up to our experience. So it may sound so simple, and yet it doesn't end. Just like on the yoga journey, I think what fascinates me, it never becomes boring because my body feels different every day. And so also my voice or my meditation on Om can bring me a new experience each day.
So beautiful.
How about we experience it? Would you like to guide us through some chanting, some resonance in the body?
Yeah, let's do. I hope everyone, if you're able to sing along, please do it. maybe first we break down the sounds and just sing them and feel them, and then come together with the Om. After feeling all of the three sounds. Yeah?
Yes, please.
So I'll just give a nice note. And we'll start with the ah. And breathing into the lower part of your body, allowing the diaphragm, the Schwerchfell, for all those listening in German, allowing that to go downward to bring it, help the lungs bring in the air. So exhaling first, deeply inhale. Sound of O, breathing in.
placing a hand on your chest, you can feel your vibration. You can feel this vitality, this energy. Fingers, the index finger and middle finger onto the third eye, activating these head resonators. Allow the voice to feel, to sound nasally. It won't sound pretty, but it'll feel amazing. And we'll hum that breathing in. Breathing in together, preparing for an Om. Matter in which note or key you sing this sound, this beautiful mantra, you feel the resonance of your body, the resonance of the sound. Allowing yourself to feel connected and alive.
I could just go into meditation for half an hour now.
Maybe we just should.
Some other part of me just pulled me back and said, okay, let's talk about what we just experienced. But yeah, I think there's no better way to transmit the meaning of Om than by chanting and sounding and experiencing it. And I wonder if also for you listening, what it's like to dive into the silence after the sound. Is for me, and what I also just experienced again is that it is silence, but the silence is so alive. So alive, like life pulsating in the field. And I just thought, oh, yeah, actually those words by Swami Sivananda, they come from experience, of course. It's not something that you just think about. It's like really putting an experience into words.
Yeah. from the act of doing. There's this beautiful poem or quote that says, "Let me hear the silence that there is after your singing." Mm-hmm. And I think that when you sing the Om, you really feel that, as you said. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And also bringing appreciation back to silence, because sometimes we may forget how much power, but also wisdom, the silence can hold for us. And not only the words that we speak or the sounds that we make. Like it's, actually what the yoga philosophy tells us, that there is no sound without silence and no silence without sound. At least coming from a non-dual perspective. Yeah. Let me just add a few more wisdom pieces of the philosophy about how we can describe and grasp the depth of Om. So you already said that there are the three letters, A, U, and M. And in Hinduism, they represent the three gods. So A stands for Vishnu, U for Shiva, and M for Brahma. And they are also understood as symbols for the three states of consciousness. So waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. And of course, there is also the fourth state. In Sanskrit, it's called Turiya. And this state is said to transcend all the relative states. So for some people, what can be experienced in deep meditation. And of course, this fourth state is also the stillness once the sound has faded. So actually, the Om always consists of four parts, as you already said. Not all of them are audible when pronounced. And that reminds me also that not only what we can see exists, or not only what we can prove scientifically exists, but there is always more. And our perception never captures this wholeness. Just a little reminder to stay humble in our perspective. Om also stands for past, present, and future, and for the infinity that is beyond time. Yeah, it's so much more than a word or a syllable. It's really something to discover and experience for a whole lifetime and beyond. And maybe one more quote by Swami Sivananda for all the yogini listeners. He said, "Om is the ladder that lifts the yoga student to the higher realms of the superconscious. The vibration created in the physical world when chanting Om corresponds to the original vibration that arose when this world was conceived."
So beautiful. So important. And it's available for all of us.
Exactly. Everywhere, anytime. If somebody has never chanted Om or hasn't been singing for a long time, what would you recommend? Is Om also something that you would recommend to start with? Because I imagine if something holds so much meaning, maybe some people feel afraid to do something wrong. What would you tell them?
Well, first, you're not going to do anything wrong, first of all. But to anyone who hasn't used their voice by singing in a long time, I always recommend to begin with humming. It's the way to open up, activating the resonators and opening up those channels, focusing on the breath and feeling your voice. Like humming it's a safe way to sound because it's staying in you. And I think it's important to feel your resonance and vibration. And then suddenly you're opening your mouth and to begin with the Om. We're talking primal things here that also when you begin to sing it, your body remembers it. It's in your bones. And I believe this wholeheartedly, and it's also something I have witnessed in my workshops, that these sounds, they've been with us even if you haven't been singing them or if you don't sing at all. But always, if you are feeling really scared to sing, I always recommend just to start with that third sound, that that hum. It's the gateway in. And I love, because also it says that it symbolizes dissolution and returning to the source. So when we're talking about dissolution, like just allowing everything to just disband, you know, all of your thoughts, your opinions, your judgments, everything that you've been taught can just go away and then just be human and make a sound. So I think that would be my recommendation.
Yes. And maybe it's also the sound, I'm not sure, I just thought that we do anyways, right? When we eat a delicious meal and we do it is, yeah, as you say, it is already in us. There's nothing we have to learn, actually. It's already there.
Yeah, very much so. Just about remembering.
Yes. You can experience that with us at a workshop that we are holding together in Berlin in June.
Yeah, it's going to be following the summer solstice, so we're going to be capturing this amazing solar energy with a blue lotus tea ceremony, followed by chakra toning, singing healing songs and mantras, of course, as well as embodied movement and yoga from Johanna. And we'll be in Mitte here in Berlin. Get your space now. There's spaces are limited and going fast. And we're just so excited to share 2 hours of intuition and dreamlike states and just being together, moving together, singing together, and honoring this beautiful plant ally with the blue lotus.
Yeah,
the blue lotus. Should be a lovely evening.
Yeah, this tea has a very special energy for me, and I think it really supports this meditative state that also chanting Om or even just humming can bring us. And then we also have a retreat at the end of November where we will also have a sacred beverage, but then it will be cacao because the winter time asks for an earthy warming beverage. And yeah, this will be a whole weekend by the lake and nature to unlock the inner voice, and the inner voice in our inner state will always express the actual voice that we can hear. So how we resonate internally will resonate externally.
Very much.
Okay, wait for that.
You can't, the voice doesn't hide, won't allow you to hide anything. So yes, that weekend will be wonderful, diving into this deep connection with what's within, but also what is around us and being together.
Yeah, so excited. Yay. We'll put you all the links in the show notes.
And,
yeah, do you want to add anything else, Candia? There is no end, and we absolutely cannot cover everything that could be said about Om. We could never.
No, it's not possible. But I think, as you noted before, my closing comment to all listeners would be to allow yourself to sing the sound and to experience the sound resonating through your body. And as you also just said, one day to the next, it's always changing. From morning to evening, it's changing. This is the beauty of the voice. This is the beauty of our lives. We don't ever want to be stagnant. And also the voice teaches us this as well, as our body does, of course, as well. So I look forward also, if people want to write to us about their experiences with Om. I'm always so curious to hear how it changes over time, or what this sound can bring to your life.
Yes, please write to us. We love those stories.
Yeah.
I would like to close with one more quote by Swami Sivananda. I think it's something that you mentioned before, Candy, expressed in different words. So The ocean roars, that is om. The river flows, that is om. The bee buzzes, that is om. Om is the life and soul of all mantras. The essence of all sacred scriptures is om. All words that signify things are rooted in om. The entire world emerged from om. It rests in om and dissolves in om. Om is the inner music of the soul. It is the music of silence. Thank you so much for being here with us today, for listening, and hopefully for chanting along. Thank you, Candy, for being my guest and my conversation partner again.
Thank you for having me. It's always an honor.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and would like to support the podcast, please subscribe and leave me a positive review. See you soon for the next episode. Johanna.